Wake up!
It's Hot 96.9's Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy.
All right, the latest. I'm not racist, but my actions are. Person has spoken out. It's Hot 96.9 is the Getter Crew and Key Fob Kelly now. Because they all get nicknames now.
Oh, I love it.
Yep. Let's be honest. There's just so many of them. So
sad.
There was a golf cart Gale recently. Right. Yeah.
Corner Store Caroline.
Corner Store Caroline.
That was a lady in Brooklyn.
That's funny. But so Key Fob Kelly's the one who she lived in the apartment building and apparently a neighbor of hers was trying to get into the building and he happened to be a black gentleman and she wasn't letting him in, asking him where his key fob was. She wouldn't let that go.
Oh,
and he was recording her. She was doing it. And eventually he gets in and she follows him. She gets on the elevator with this dude and follows him to his apartment, watches him get into his apartment and still calls the police.
Oh, that's funny.
Keep up. So what happened was she ended up getting fired from her job. People are, you know, harassing her. She's receiving death threats. She's being labeled a racist. And she's speaking out. I give her props for speaking out because a lot of these people just kind of go away and hide. She says that the accusations are false and heartbreaking, and she wants everyone to know that she's actually married to a black man.
Yes.
Really?
She's black.
And are some of her best friends black, too?
Yeah, that's always the excuse.
They probably are.
I'm sure.
In the condo association handbook, it says, be very diligent and don't allow people in.
That's her defense.
Yep.
Her defense like, yo, listen, I didn't see this dude, and the condo whatever says not to let someone in if you don't know them. Almost, I heard you smack your teeth. I mean, do you do that, though?
I live in an apartment building.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not a huge, ginormous building.
Yeah.
It's like four stories, but
that's pretty good.
There are people that I have let in. I mean, but I will give you that look and talk to you so you know I can identify you if something goes down.
Mm.
So does, let's say the person comes, you've never seen them before.
I mean, I don't know. I really don't know the people in the building because it changes a lot of, I mean, people are in and out, moving in and out. There's no way you know everyone.
The likelihood knowing all those are people that, even if it's a 30-unit apartment building, it's going to be, I used to live in one when I was in Charlotte, an apartment building, and I treated everybody the same. Women, kids, black, white, men, it didn't matter. Everybody was shady.
I have an apartment. Jesus.
Yeah.
I don't think you let anybody in.
No.
Little 9-year-old kid outside ringing the bell.
I live in floor five.
I don't know. Listen, nowadays, all you need somebody, hey, get in this building for me, and then they open up a back door, and now they're robbing everybody.
It happened to me. My apartment building's the opposite. Mine's really small, so I know everyone.
Yeah.
And I let these people in because I'm not going to be, who am I? I'm not security. Like,
wow.
I get it. So I let them in and they ended up being those a-holes that are trying to sell you electricity and they came to my door and they were trying to get in my apartment. And I was like, you mother, I actually let you guys in too.
Wow.
Police had to be called.
I remember when I lived in Malden, in the span of 3 months, my house got broken into twice.
See, because there was a, you didn't have a key fob, Kelly.
Yo, I was eyeing everybody up and down that street. I became Key Fob Kelly for the entire street. Anytime somebody walked up and down the street, I would literally stand there at the end of my driveway, arms folded, and watch where they were going exactly to. People give me the dirtiest looks, and I'm like, I don't care.
Because they were probably looking at you like you a suspect.
I mean, I'm okay with that because I have a key to my house right there.
And let's be honest, we make fun of the old lady that sits at the window, but we need those people. Because they're the ones that call the cops and, you know, protect our houses from getting robbed.
Right, right. Hold on. This is Ashley.
Hi.
So, are you a key fob, Kelly?
Well, I do not let people come in.
Wow.
There you go.
I mean, look, it depends how long you've been living there. You might be someone who knows everyone in the building. You might be the nosy person. I'm not judging.
I've made a lot of enemies, I have to say.
Like what? Like
my neighbors do not like me. I get the stink eye sometimes now.
Has there been a situation where like you really messed up and like let somebody's mom outside or something like that?
Well, no. It's just, so I just moved to this area and it's a huge building and I obviously don't know anybody in there yet.
Right.
So when I'm leaving in and out and people are coming in and out, they expect me to hold the door. but if you don't have the key, you should have the key or the code to get in. So I kind of scam it real quick because I don't know if someone's going to come in and start robbing.
Right, you don't want to let a burglar in.
No, hey. And since you've been there, nobody's been murdered or robbed. You're doing a good job. And some and some tenants aren't being able to get into their own apartments.
Especially like if it's raining or something, like I feel bad.
Okay, let me ask you this, right? Say if you got like somebody walking in with like two bags full of groceries, right? And no key. Are you still shutting the door in their face?
I probably won't pull it closed, but I'll just run away real quick.
Oh my God,
and hopefully let it
so
set on its own.
Hey,
she's smart because
I'm an awful person.
That would be somebody's like, that would be a great way to make it look like I live here. A couple bags.
Oh my God.
There's nothing in the bags.
Just make sure that you never forget your key.
Right.
This is Danielle. Are you another key fob Kelly type with letting people in your building?
So I completely agree with Key Fob Kelly because my situation is I lived in D.C. like a couple years ago, but I'm from Mass. Mm-hmm. And I lived in a mid-rise building. When I was there, the maintenance men would like always let themselves into our units. They had their own key fobs to get in case there was a leak from upstairs or something like that. So I'd be uncomfortable with it because they wouldn't tell us they were coming. They just enter in. And my boyfriend would be gone at work a lot. Anyway, so I started complaining to this. About that to the boyfriend at the time. And then 1 week I left and went back to Massachusetts for something. And that week the maintenance men were like, they robbed my building. They entered my house and put a gun to my boyfriend's head.
Oh, Jesus. Damn.
And then robbed my whole apartment. They took everything. They even took all of his Jordans like that.
Oh, my God.
All right, that's wrong that's, right there.
That, well, I mean, you know, I can understand why you feel the way you do. Now, this Danielle is the exact opposite. What's up, Danielle?
Hi, I am not a key fob Kelly. I live in an apartment with thousands of people. There are thousands of apartments here. People peg the door open so that people can get in.
She's got homeless people living in her basement.
Well, she lives in the hood, basically.
So you live like in an apartment building?
I live on the 12th floor. Yep, I have locked myself out so many times. You know how hard it is to get back in all the way up to the 12th floor? I'd rather just the door be open.
I got
Jesus.
You.
She's not worried about her boyfriend's Jordans getting robbed.
Exactly. So, you know, do you think this is a racist thing, Pebbles? I'm just going to ask you.
Yes.
You really do?
In this situation, I don't think all situations, I feel like we've boiled this down to, are you letting somebody in? Are you letting something out? But what we're seeing is, you know, people, a lot of white women who are afraid of black men. And
she's not afraid of all black men.
She lays with one every night.
Okay. All right.
Well.
And some of my best friends are black.
I mean, if the guy just had his key fob, this whole thing wouldn't have.
is she asking every white man that comes in the door?
Well, you should have asked her that question.
What I mean? But not to mention, though, my problem with that is, mm-hmm. who is she? Like, is she, like, top security? Like, why do I have to prove anything to you? Who the hell are you?
She doesn't
if
want
someone
her
asks me,
don't,
to
apartment
see my
robbed.
Key in
she
my
don't
apartment, want her, I'm telling you to go screw. No,
she
I
don't want her man's
J's
getting robbed at gunpoint. Listen. But there are nosy people like that. Don't act like you don't know people who live in buildings.
This isn't about being nosy, though. That's the problem.
But
it's a bigger issue.
The issue, yes, there's obviously a racial undertone here. You know,
overtone.
I mean, she might say it or whatever, but the thing is that there are people who live in areas like that where people rob them, people are assaulting them. So that's why I said treat everybody. You treat everybody as being shady, hey, you're doing your job.
Nobody trusts anybody. Nobody look at each other in the hallway.
Hey,
say,
but hey, guess what? If they acted that way, the guy would have had to use his own key fob to get in. She wouldn't be, you know, chasing him up the hallways, and we'd be all good right
she
now.
She chased him to the door.
Right.
What?
And what if he was a robber? Stop. What was she going to do? Really? What are you following this dude for?
I give her props because, like, if he was going to do something illegal and she followed him, she was putting her life at risk.
Right.
And it's not like she was walking around with a German Shepherd. She had a little foofy ass dog. What she going to do? Throw it at him? Here, catch my dog.
Wake up. It's Hot 96.9's Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy.